The exhibition concludes in a chapel displaying a reclining Christ by Gregorio Fernandez from the monastery of St. Clara in Medina de Pomar, Burgos, alongside the praying figures of Alonso Pérez de Guzmán el Bueno and his wife María Coronel, crafted by Juan Martínez Montañez for the monastery of St. Isidoro del Campo, Santiponce, Seville. Regarding the former, there is no doubt that the delicate body of one of Fernandez's most beautiful reclining Christs rests on a white shroud with angular folds. The sculptor delights in the nude figure of the elegant canon. The treatment of its forms reveals a profound study of naturalism transcended by spirituality. The parallel arms and the slightly bent left leg, creating a sinuous contrapposto, allow the viewer to appreciate the anatomical craftsmanship, barely concealed by a scant, sharply folded blue cloth of purity. The head and part of the torso rest on a single cushion, subtly coloured to imitate embroidery. The long, curled hair cascades in pointed strands. The head, along with the hands, feet, and the wound on Christ's side, concentrates the sculptor's dramatic and expressive force. A meticulous and precise polychromy enhances the carving's excellence and amplifies the sculptor's intentions, reaching its deepest significance when confronting the solitary conclusion of the Passion's sacrifice. As for the praying figures, Alonso Pérez de Guzmán had been a soldier of fortune, whose military exploits on both sides of the Strait of Gibraltar earned him the title of Lord of Sanlúcar de Barrameda. The chronicler of the Guzmán lineage described María Coronel as rich in estate and of great beauty. Her epitaph also recalls her as the mother of the second Isaac, referring to the heroic event during the siege of Tarifa, where Guzmán el Bueno chose to sacrifice his son rather than surrender the city. In Seville, there was a precedent for this type of altarpiece tomb, also associated with the Guzmán family, the tomb of the Marquesses of Ayamonte, carved in 1529 by Italian marble workers. Montañez translated this concept into wood, with variations in detail. Pacheco took great pride in completing Montañez's excellent carvings with his brush, boasting that certain fragments of the altarpiece of St. Isidoro were unmatched in sculpture and painting in this era.